We're going to read some out of the third chapter of the book of Genesis. Third chapter. I was thinking as some of them was making prayer requests and different things, and I was thinking Mike said something about the children. He said, well, they're just all over. And I never will forget Brother Fred Coker. He was in the Army, and he was overseas. And we was having a meeting one night, and he just stood up and said, I sat sitting right next to him. And he said, you know, he said, the Lord will get in a foxhole with you. He knowed what it was. He knowed what it was for the Lord to be with him. And even though he was over in Germany, I believe it was, he said, the Lord will get in a foxhole with you. Might not mean much to you, but if you was in a foxhole, I bet it would. But I just thought, it don't matter where you are. It don't. You know, sometimes it's the strangest thing that'll bring them to their senses, so to speak. Lord can do all things. I know he can. Had a man tell me he was a confirmed atheist. Of course, I told him, I said, I don't believe in atheists. But he was a confirmed. That's what he said. He said, I was a confirmed atheist. He said, you wouldn't believe what I was reading when the Lord dealt with me. I said, well, ain't no telling. And he said, I was reading newspaper. He didn't tell me what he was reading. He just said, I was reading newspaper. He said, the Lord got a hold of me. He had heard the word. He had heard all about Christianity, but he didn't want no part of it. Didn't think he believed in it. But the Lord made a believer out of him. Sure did. Third chapter. Very familiar chapter. I don't know altogether what we might say or do if we're going to do anything as far as that goes. But this is what we're going to read. Says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and of dust shalt thou return. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever, therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword, which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Third chapter of the book of Genesis. We know it very well. Probably have heard it preached on many, many, many be the time. I don't know tonight altogether what we'll do, but we've got something that we feel like we'd like to leave with you for just a minute. Don't know all together, and I really don't know what we're going to do with what we've got, but this is what we've got. 9th verse and the 10th verse. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? Where art thou? And he said, Adam, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. There's There's enough in that to preach a while, just to be honest with you. And I don't know altogether tonight, but the thought that we've got is, where are you? Where are you? He asked the question. They had done something. We know the scripture. We know that they had took that, brethren, that God had told them not to do. And they done it. He didn't give them a list of things not to do. He gave them one thing not to do. Just one. Now, you might say, well, preacher, the scripture says that the serpent beguiled Eve. He beguiled the woman. He took her and he said, you'll not die. You'll surely not die in the day that you eat of this, but you'll be as one of the gods. Now, the truth of it is, it's a little g, and that's the truth. You'll be as the gods, little g, not the big g. But it said you'll, in other words, knowing, you'll have the knowledge. And you know that interested that of the woman. It interested her. I'll be wise. It was pleasant. It was good to look upon. She began to think, well, there's no harm in this if I'm not going to die. But brethren, she did die. And Adam died. You say, preacher, they surely did 900 and something years later. No, sir, they died. The scripture, my friend, will teach you, if you'll look at it and listen to it, brethren, they had no reason in this world to take part of that of the tree. They had all the fruit of the garden, all of it. Said you can eat of any of it except the one. Except the one that was in the midst of the garden. I read it to you. I don't have to get into all that. The Bible says that they hid themselves among the trees. They hid themselves. And they were afraid. Why? Because of the voice of God. Brethren, these people today that are afraid of where they are because of the voice of God. Yes, they are. I believe that. Brethren, these people that's got to know, and they know that God knows it all. Brethren, He knowed everything in that day. He knows everything in this day. Where are you? He's asked the question, where art thou? Where art thou? We hid ourselves. We was afraid of thy voice. Brethren, they never had been afraid before. Never had. Brethren, they had communed with the Lord. His voice walking in the cool of the day. Brethren, ain't it good? Can I say this tonight? I can't help. I know what we go through sometimes. The trouble seems great. But brethren, God will walk with you. And brethren, He'll walk you through the trouble if you'll let Him. If you'll let Him. Yes, He will. And He's just on time. It's a sight. Every one of us, if you've ever raised children, brethren, every one of us has got something, brethren, that maybe our children just didn't do like we wanted them to do. I know without a doubt, my friend, that I personally didn't do what my mother and father wanted me to do. Brethren, I was stubborn. I was rebellious. And some things I just done because I was with the wrong crowd. Yes, sir. Told my wife one day, our son, she was talking about him about something. I said, honey, I said, I trust him. I said, as long as he's by himself. And I said, he gets with them others. I said, it'll overcome him. I said, I can't help it. That's just how I feel. And brother, that's exactly what happens, my friend. We think we gotta be like the rest of them. Ain't that what she done? Ain't that what she done? She partook of that, my friend, that she didn't need to be partaking of. Bottom line, they think not only that, she give to Adam. It didn't really ask, my friend, but I want you to know Adam was with her. He knowed where the fruit come from, and he knowed the commandment, and God asked him about it. Yes, he did. Brethren, these things, I can't help. Brethren, these people running around this world, my friend, hiding. Do you know that? They're hiding. They not hiding from you. They not hiding from you. Brethren, they're hiding from God. They know the voice of God. Yes, they do. And they're afraid. They keep moving, my friend, because they're afraid. Number one thing the devil's doing to our young folks, and I'm going to be honest with you, I can't help it. I can't help it, brethren. It just ain't the young. Brethren, there's some old heads around that's running from God, and they're not happy tonight. No, they're not. Think about it. They some young folks. It's a sight. It really is. It's a sight. What are we going to do for our young people? What are we going to do about this situation? There's a little old commercial come on, and that talks about, it's talking about the green thing, the green phase. And now everybody knows what all that's about. And all things like that, but I want you to realize, I want you to know something tonight. Brethren, they're just children. They need some help tonight. There's one of them, my friend, there's a little old 6-year old boy, and it comes on there and he says, I don't know, said, I'm just 6 years old. Said, what you gonna do? Huh? I'm just 6 years old. What are you going to do? Where are you? Brethren, where are we? Are we hiding? Brethren, from the thing, brethren, that gives us our blessing tonight. Are we? Are we running from him? I can't have it. It ain't just at Mountain View. I wished I could tell you it was, but it ain't just here. Brethren, people in this day, in this hour, now you listen, brethren, and it ain't all the young. I can't stop at the young folks. Brethren, I can't say it's just young folks. Brethren, can you see? Can you see, my friend, that from one childhood to another childhood, things get loose and they get worse, my friend. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I can't help it. These folks, my friend, that says, well, preacher, this won't hurt. Grandma said this wouldn't hurt. Mama says, well, a little bit further down, she said this won't hurt. Then her children come along, well, that won't hurt. Brethren, they've got no desire. Brother, they ain't got a desire to live for God like people used to. No, they don't. Oh, no. I know COVID come on. We all went Wi-Fi. all this good stuff, and I'll tell you, look around to churches. Hear me tonight, my friend. Where are you? Where are you? You know, it's about like going to the doctor. You go to the doctor, you say, well, doc, here I am, said, fix me. You know what he's going to ask you? What's the problem? Huh? What's the problem? What's ailing you? Where's the hurt? Where does it start? Brother, there got to be a starting place. If it don't start with me and you, brother, it's going to get worse tonight. Yes, sir. Where are you? Does the Lord have to hunt you down? I know who I'm preaching to tonight. I know it's a cream of the crop, but I'll say this. Hopefully somebody's listening. Thank God, or somebody around somewhere, my friend, that's got just a little bit of a gumption about them or a little bit of a desire, my friend, to turn the TV on or the radio on. Thank God where they can hear God's message. And it ain't changed. Third chapter of Genesis, in the beginning. Preacher, we're a long way from that. Brethren, I think we might be about 2 foot backwards. 2 foot. We ain't far. Brethren, from where Adam was, God calling. Brethren, we ain't answering him tonight. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You want to know where your children are? Call them. Yes, sir. Call them. Used to be you step out the door and holler. Yes, sir. Something that don't happen that way now. No, sir. I know how things are. Yes, I do. I'll tell you, and it's just a fact. It's just a fact, folks. Brethren, there's people in this world that's been raised right. They've been raised godly. And brother, they live it ungodly in this world. Like it or not, it's just the truth. It's just the truth. You can't make them do anything. Why, preacher, they're mine. I will. No, you won't. You will to a certain point. Yes, you will. There'll come a day. There'll come a day. They most certainly will. They'll get tired. Yes, sir. And they think they know better. Ain't that the way it is? Can I talk to you men, my friend, for just a minute? They come a day in your life, in your eyes, my friend. Thank God that you know it all. You know more than your parents did. Yes, sir. I've been there. Hadn't you? Yeah. Big, tough, strong. I can make it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I'm going to tell you something, Mike. I'm going to tell you something. My friend, I didn't care if I had to fight a bull. Brethren, I was going to do it my way. Wouldn't you? Oh, preacher. You ought to have listened. Well, that's just how stubborn I was. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you folks something. My friend, there's too many of them following the leader today. This teamwork environment. I don't care whether you like it or not. Where's the best thing in the world for companies? I ain't never seen much good in it, just to be honest with you. Thank God. My friend, but listen to me. They got too many followers today. Ain't got enough. My friend wants to get a hold of the reins. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, what's that got to do with anything? I'll guarantee you one thing, the Lord's talking to them. If they've ever been talked to, the Lord's talking to them. Brethren, if they ever been one of His, I know without a doubt He's talking. He's calling. Brethren, they paying Him no mind. You know why he talked to Adam? Adam did tell him where he's at, didn't he? I was afraid. I hid myself. We was naked. Naked. You know what the Lord asked him? He said, who told you? Who told you you was naked? Huh? They had been naked all along. They just didn't have the knowledge of it. Yes, sir. Preacher, are you mad at us? Can I say something? My friend, I'll say it again. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter tonight. Where you like my style of preaching? It doesn't matter, my friend, whether you like me or whether you believe like I believe. It really doesn't matter tonight. Brethren, when it all comes down to the bottom line, and that's exactly where we're living, you're accountable for yourself and not another tonight. You ain't accountable for your children after they get out up and out. No, sir. Oh, preacher, yes, I am. You ain't going to whip them in doing it, are you? Can't hardly talk, some of them. They too bull-headed. Well, preacher, you said you was. That's the reason I know. That's the reason I know. I'll tell you what you don't know, my friend. You're digging yourself a big hole. Yes, sir, you're digging yourself a big hole. You're getting further and further away, brethren, from the thing that will absolutely satisfy your soul. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're busy. We're busy. We're trying to guide. We got some folks out there trying to guide their children. We got some folks out there trying to do the right thing. Yes, we do. I believe there's some good people in this world. I really do. You say, preacher, they just told so much evil. They just so much evil going on. Brethren, that my children just can't overcome it. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Right, quite frankly, my friend, I wouldn't let that phrase come out of my mouth. I would not. I wouldn't tell my children, my friend, they so much out there, brethren, that it'll just overwhelm you. Listen, it don't have to. No, sirree, it don't have to. I know, without a doubt, my friend, that God's able to keep you, and God's able to help you, and He's able to sustain you from every temptation that comes your way. He'll give you a just way of escape. Yes, sir, if you're one of His, and I don't care what your age is. It ain't just young folks. It ain't. It ain't just young folks. No, sir, really. No, sir, really. I hate it sometimes. I really do. I hate it sometimes when I have to go in the service station store there. I do. I hate it. I hate it. I've got a card, but sometimes I just don't want to keep putting on the card, whatever. Brethren, I'll go in and I hate it. I just hate it, literally hate it. I really do. The things that you have to go through sometimes and the things you see sometimes. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. I don't have to be a part of any of it. Not any of it. And brethren, it ain't 15-year-olds and it ain't 20-year-olds. Brethren, it's 60 and 70-year-old men sitting at them little old jackpot things trying to get a dime out of it. Yes, sir. It ain't young folks. Brethren, the old ones are still trying to satisfy that yearning. You can't do it. You can't do it. It don't come with a man knowledge. Brethren, man thinks he's got the knowledge. He thinks everything's all right.
Everything he does is right in his own eyes. And brethren, he's going to die and go to hell. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because the devil said that you wouldn't die. Because the devil said you wouldn't die. You hear me? You leave this world, there's two eternal places. Brethren, one's heaven and one's lake of fire. And that's exactly what's going to happen. One or the other. Yes, sir. Preacher, don't preach on stuff like that. I'll tell you, we're living in a time it ought to be preached more. Yes, sir. People ought to understand, my friend, what the end of this thing looks like. Yes, sir. We've coaxed our people. We've coaxed our children, brethren, into thinking as long as they don't steal and murder and lie, everything's all right. Yes, sir. What about your desire between you and the Lord? Huh? What about the desire? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? You know the Lord. You tell that doctor what the first thing that's going on. I've had doctors. He'd look at me and I'd talk to him a little bit, this and that and another. I hate doctors, by the way. I shouldn't say that. I'm hooked to one. I'm geared to one. I'm geared to many. Ain't nothing I can do about it. Whether I like it or not. But we'll sit there and we'll get to talking, and I have talked to him a few times, and he had just taken, he said, let me see them hands. He'd look at them fingernails. He said, pull them socks and shoes off. Let me look. Yes, sir. He said, well, I ain't too worried about that. I had a question, but he wasn't too worried about it. You know, well, preacher, it might kill you. It might do it, but he ain't worried about it. I don't know. I'm not going to worry too much about it if he ain't worried about it. It's the truth. It's the truth. But listen to me. My friend, they've got to be a starting place. Brethren, we've got a good one. We ought to start something, thank God. Shouldn't we? Oh, preacher, if they just told me. Our children got a hope. Our grandchildren's got a hope. Our great-grandchildren's got a hope. And their children's got a hope if the Lord don't come back. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just as long as they're in this world, they've got a hope unless they've cut themselves off. Preacher, I don't want to hear that. It doesn't really matter. Brother, these folks that crosses the mark. Preacher, I won't have that off of nothing. Well, I got news for you. Brethren, there is folks that the Lord has dealt with and has dealt with just like the children of Israel. He dealt with them. After a while, he let the enemy come in. Did he not? He opened the gate. Yes, sir. And he just let them come in, just destroy and take just about all of them. Always left a remnant. My friend, he had a remnant. He had a few. I can't believe for the life of me. Now you listen. It does not give us no great detail what Joshua and Caleb done 40 years in the wilderness. But it does say they wholly followed the Lord. Brother, God was in the wilderness. And brother, they followed Him no matter if it was for 40 years. Yes, sir. They had to eat that manna just like the rest of them. Yes, sir. I believe they enjoyed it. Huh? I do. Why, preacher, you don't think they wanted some of them grapes and pomegranates? I'm sure they thought about it. I'm sure they thought about it. They tasted of them. I believe they did. I believe they tasted of them. Yes, sir. I believe they know the land. Did they not? But, brethren, think about it. We may have to go along with a grumbling, mumbling bunch. But I got news for you. We don't have to be the grumbler and the mumbler. Glory to God. Get a hold of God. Let Him help you. Yes, sir. Hold. We sang a song that says, hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold. Brethren, you can lay hold of His hand. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Can I tell you this? I'm going to tell you this. Lord, help me, and I'll hush. Listen, I ain't finished by any means. There's a lot more in this. But the truth of it is, where are you? Did you know that if Adam hadn't seen where he was at, God knowed where he was? You think God had to holler out at Adam to find out where he is at? No, sir. He wanted Adam to see, brother, the trouble and the distress he is in. Yes, sir. He wanted him to see. If you had to hide yourself every time the Lord gets to talking to you, there's a problem. There's a problem. It's your problem. It ain't God's problem. It's your problem. Now, I'm going to tell you something, folks, and it ain't the easiest thing in this world to do, and we all come to the place. We say we've laid it over in the hands of the Lord, and we'll pick it up. We'll pick it up, and we'll do again. I'll go through everything else that we always did, and then after a while, we'll give it to Him again for a little bit. Then we'll pick her up again. Well, it ain't working. It ain't working. Huh? Prophet went down there and prophesied against the altars of Jeroboam. You can go read your book and you go find out the time that he done that. Yes, sir, and he prophesied against them just like God told him to. Because the altars of Jeroboam, my friend, they was a sham. Yes, sir. Oh, Jeroboam just put them up everywhere. Made them convenient. For folks, my friends, that sound anything like what we go through sometimes? We get a hold of convenient things all the time. We got convenient. Brethren, we say, preacher, we don't have to be at church, my friend, to repent. I'll tell you one thing, and you listen real good to me. If God drawn you to the altar at the church, my friend, you will not repent anywhere else. But brethren, He deals with your hope, your heart behind the shed. That might be the place you can repent. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But listen. That prophet prophesied, and every word he said was the truth. Y'all know the scripture. He went out, wasn't supposed to go out same way he come in, wasn't supposed to eat, drink, nothing. Y'all know the scripture, and I'm not going to get into all that. Brethren, but what he prophesied was true. He said, God's going to raise a man, brethren, that's going to tear down the altars of Jeroboam. Yes, sir. And it happened. You know when it happened? 300 years later. 300 years. Why, preacher, that's way too long, is it? Is it? When once the long suffering was in the days of Noah. Brethren, God suffered with that generation. Yes, He did. Yes, He did. I'm not going to get into all that. Listen. 300 years later, there was an 8-year-old boy by the name of Josiah. That come along. When he was 16 years old, my friend, he began to do some things in Jerusalem. And one of those things, my friend, he done away with his own mother. Yes, sir, because she my friend, was serving and worshiping them other gods. Yes, sir. Why, preacher, I don't know that I could do that. Well, he did. And he cried against the altars of Jeroboam, and he tore them down. Yes, he did. Go on and read. You can go and read it. It's in the 1st, 2nd Kings, I believe. 2nd Kings, maybe. Chronicles, both. It's in there. But listen, for us to begin, about like getting in your car if you've got a navigation program in there. If you ain't, most phones got it. You can look it up. You punch it in and it'll have a few words on there. It says, where are you? Where are you? Huh? Where are you? Brethren, if you don't put in there, where are you? It can't give you directions to where you're going. You know that? Can't do it. Yeah, there's a little old thing fly up there. Said, do you want to use this location? Click it. Yes, that's where I'm at. Where are you? Where are you? Brethren, God don't need to know where you are, but you need to know where you are tonight. Brother, that you might get to where you're going. I hope your goal is heaven. Yes, sir. I hope it is. I hope it is. But brethren, if you don't do something about where you are, you're going to be stuck. You're going to be stuck in paradise for a while. Let's say that. Huh? You're going to be stuck right where you are. Yes, sir. Right where you are. I wished I could tell you. I wished I could tell you that when you get saved that everything's just straight. Now, he did say that he brought up the valleys. He brought down the mountains and he straightened out the road. Yes, sir. And he said there's no ravenous beast on that highway. No, sir. No, sir. But you listen to me. You live in this life, it's going to be high and it's going to be low. Preacher, I don't know about that. You know when they viewed out Canaan over there? Do you know what they was over there? They was mountains. They was mountains over there. They was hills and they was valleys. Hills and valleys. Hills and valleys. All through that. Brethren, I don't know about you. But I like the hills. And I like the valleys. You need both of them. It's dry around the house. I don't know about how it is here. All these rains coming. Now, there's just something about living where we live. You just got to know a little bit about it. Them old thunders and lightnings will start getting real dark. And brethren, the wind blow, we get the wind now. We get it. We don't get nothing. If we don't get a drop of rain, we get the wind. We get it off these old storms. And brethren, they'll start coming and it'll get real dark. And Kathy said, looks like we're going to get one. I said, it ain't a coming. What do you mean it ain't a coming? I said, it's going to go that away, north and south. Well, how do you know that? Well, I've watched it too many times. I don't know why it does it. I really don't. There's one coming up for a left down there. And I did. And I got on the interstate. I just looked that back and I said, well, we might get a little off that. It was broad. It's broad. It's going to have to do a big split if I don't get some kind of little rain. Now, brother, but we're dry around the house. Where are you? Are you dry? Are you dry? Are you in need of some rain? Can I ask you a question? Did you not know, my friend, that when God told Elijah, he said, and Elijah prayed that it wasn't going to rain these years. And God told him where to go. He said, you go over yonder to the brook. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Elijah could have picked him another brook. He could have went somewhere else. How in this world did them ravens know where he was? Huh? Elijah. How'd they know? How'd they know, Mike? To feed that man twice a day. They fed him twice a day. Yes, sir. The ravens shall bring thee meat. Yes, sir. Might have said bread too. But I know it said meat. Yes, sir. Twice. Twice a day. They gonna bring. And now if Elijah had went somewhere else, they wouldn't have known where to bring it. You say, preacher, not so. God told him, go that brook. Did he not? Go that brook. That's where you are, down by the brook. Yes, sir. I don't know whether we've been taken captive and we're afraid to talk or we're afraid to do anything, but I got news for you. We need to look and see where we are. And brethren, when we figure out where we are, God can help us get out of the mess we're in tonight. Yes, he can. That's the message. I'm done.